Hello. Good afternoon, everybody. Now we are starting the 18th meeting of the Working Group on Monitoring and Assessment. My name is Anna-Stina Heiskanen, and I'm one of the co-chairs of the Working Group on Monitoring and Assessment, representing Finland. And here next to me is my colleague, Mr. Nyokgo Nodo, who is representing Senegal and being the second co-chair of this Working Group. So I would really like to welcome all you warmly. Welcome to this meeting, 18th meeting of the Working Group on Monitoring and Assessment here in Geneva, as well as virtually, those of you who are following the meeting online. Before this, we have had a 1.5-day very fruitful meeting of the workshop concerning the conjunctive management of surface and groundwaters in transboundary contexts. And now we continue with the further issues on monitoring and assessment. So with this, I would like to ask you to look at the agenda, and the objectives for this 18th meeting of the Working Group are, first of all, to review the implementation activities on monitoring and assessment under the Convention during this work program period 22-23. And most notably, the completion of the publication of updated strategies for monitoring and assessment of transboundary rivers, lakes, and groundwaters. And preparation of the publication on good practices and lessons learned in transboundary data sharing. And also, the purpose of this working group will be to discuss future work on monitoring and assessment building, on insights from the reporting under the Convention and Sustainable Development Goal Indicator 652, and from the Global Workshop on Conjunctive Management of Transboundary Surface Water and Groundwater that we just completed. So with this, I would like to invite the participants to adopt the agenda. I see no interventions at this stage, so we will adopt the agenda. I would also like to Ukraine, please.
Vice Chair,